Let's talk schedules.
Yeah, we scratched the surface of this either last week or a week before when talking about how you schedule your life. Or as a very wise man once said,
it's a schedule like for human beings.
How do human beings schedule their lives, make out their schedule? And I've seen some different stats on this, but basically it looks like if you still have the daily planner, which we all used to carry, I say we all, a lot of people used to carry those in the business world.
And, Donovan still does. Donovan still has the paper planner that he uses.
Yeah.
You know what? My wife does too.
Mm-hmm.
I still have one, but I don't just use primarily it use it. I almost use it. It's a weird system. I almost put like the big events in that and use it as almost like a note, almost like a notebook to take notes around those events that require planning.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense. But I told you guys when we were talking about how you make your schedule, and I guess we're up over 70% now. We all do it electronically and you keep it on your phones. I still think there's great value in writing it down. I'm one of those that remembers things a lot better if I write them down. And maybe that's why I still have the planner that writes down big events. And we used to have the calendar in the kitchen on the desk. And this is when we had all three kids at home. And my wife had hung on to one of those. And I asked her about it. And now I think she went ahead and recycled it and we got rid of it.
Got rid of it. Why would she get rid of that piece of family history? You only have one of those a year.
Yeah, I think because I shamed her into hanging on to too many things.
You bullied her to throw it away, and then now you yell at her for throwing it away.
I don't yell at my wife,
you must
sir.
Be a treat to live with.
Well, that's a whole nother discussion of whether or not I'm easy to live with. But, yeah, it was just we looked at this thing, and it was from – I think the early aughts. So we had all three kids at home. We had a 3-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 14-year-old. And every day there was something, every day, three or four things in the 30 days of that month. It was maddening. And for those who, you know, you have a family unit or you have a busy work schedule, I don't see how you get by if you don't have one of those or if you don't have it on your phone. I don't know how you get by, and I guess we share calendars now, but we shouldn't. I don't think we should just throw away the calendar, and I bet there's families that still use the old-fashioned calendar on the desk that you can walk by every day and go, oh yeah, I got the dentist appointment tomorrow, or we've got that teacher conference tomorrow night. How do you keep that straight if you don't have that calendar or the shared calendar?
People do the shared electronic calendar.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have some kind of calendar, whether it's centrally located in the house or just shared among all the devices, because, yeah, you can't keep up with all the stuff you got to do, particularly in y'all's case where you got three kids.
Yeah, it was madness.
That scheduling for kids is insane.
Yeah, and I don't think we were unusual. I just think that was pretty much what every family has, and you just have something every day. And it was a snapshot of how chaotic our lives were 20 years ago. We still have things that are scheduled. I've gotten better at it because I used to be really frustrating of I didn't always say, hey, we have a guy's night out on Thursday, and if she ever found out by listening to a promo, oh, so you have a guy's night out.
Yeah, and then you got to hear it.
Yeah, well, we were supposed to go out.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Well, I'm on her side on that one. That's, And that's the way, I don't know how you guys do it. I have to take it a week at a time. I have a hard time scheduling an entire month. And on my phone and in my daily planner, I do have things written down that are 3 months in the future. But as Jim Brown said, I'm really not thinking about that much right now. I have to go a week at a time, and that's usually when we sit down on Sunday. I'll say, okay, what do we have this week? And I think that's a good practice because if you take it beyond a week at a time, man, I am not going to keep up with it.
I think the three of us are very different. You're a week at a time. Gordon is minute by minute.
Yeah, sadly.
And if I showed you my calendar, which I keep my calendar on my laptop, I have everything planned even into next year. I'm already planning 2026.
That's crazy.
Like, I've got all my vacation planned for 2025. I have all these other dates that are important to me, you know, working into August, September. I go through there and I put down what day the OU Texas game is. Like, I've got the whole year mapped out.
I envy that. I wish I can't live otherwise. Brain worked that way, you know, like I think it took people around me a while to learn that it's not just willful on my part to not be better at that kind of stuff. Like, I think some people that think like you, Junior, they think that everyone automatically thinks the way you do. I mean, we all do this, right? We all think that people think the way we do.
Yeah, I don't
and they
think
just,
that.
They couldn't. I know some people that could not comprehend that I would not know when my vacation is during the year.
Right.
Or that I don't know when some event is. Like, people plan their lives. And yeah. I've never been a planner of my lifer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm somewhere between you two guys. Like, I'm usually the one who tells you 2 days before we go on vacation, hey, by the way, we are on vacation next week. But I'm not nearly as organized as Junior. But that's one of the reasons I started thinking about this as well, because when we did a sit down and had the long-term planning, okay, these are the things we have coming up in the spring and summer. While we may not be as busy as we were 20 years ago, at least on weekends, we are almost booked up between family, work, events for every weekend now through the end of July. And that is overwhelming to me, that everything is already that planned out about, hey, if we have an idea of let's do this weekend, we pretty much can't, because I think every weekend outside of maybe two or three, they are taken between now and really into August.
Yeah. See, isn't that claustrophobic feeling?
Yes, it is for me. And that's why
that's why you need to do it like me.
I can't
think
about that.
Don't ever plan anything, because you always want to feel free to do anything that comes up, and then make sure you never do anything that ever comes up. That's the approach to life I have.
Now, there's some genius to that.
I'm pretty good about being organized and knowing the dates of everything I got coming up. But on my calendar, if I ever have to put a second thing on the same date, that starts making me feel antsy. Like, I'll deal with it, but I don't like having a jammed calendar. It's not comfortable to me.
Yeah.
It gives me a lot of anxiety. Yeah.
A lot of our business P1s, though, they have every minute of their day is scheduled, and they like that kind of structure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we obviously have some free time. Believe it or not, we actually do prep work the day before.
Doesn't sound like it to me.
But I have found this is something that's useful when I go through a week and I think, man, I did not accomplish much this week. I do better, again, going back to writing things down. If I write down three things I want to accomplish that I've maybe been putting off, or it's just something that I need to do, whether it's maintenance around the house or, you know, it's just some sort of task. If I write it down, I am much more likely to do that. If I schedule it, hey, tomorrow I'll take care of this, this, and this, even if it's a phone call, I do much better about that than, oh, yeah, I need to do that tomorrow. If I just make that mental note, I am much more likely to skip over doing that the next day as opposed to writing it in some sort of schedule.
I'm decent about just making a mental note and then remembering it and following through on it, but I'll try to always type it into my iCalendar. But you're correct in that research has shown that if you write something down, you will have a much better chance of remembering that as opposed to even typing it on your computer or texting it into your phone, something like that. If you actually do the act of taking a pen or pencil and writing it, it'll stick in your brain better.
Yeah. Well, do you think, what about those who are brought up in the computer age, though, is that
they don't know how to write.
They don't know how to write. And is it does it register more with them if they just press a couple of buttons on their phone or their laptop?
I don't know. I wonder what the studies say to, like, digital natives. Mm-hmm. Can they remember stuff as well as if they write it down?
I bet it registers to a certain degree with them, but they'd be better off if they would learn to write and write it down.
I have to do the thing of when I put something in my digital calendar, I have to set up an alert, you know, an alarm that rings 2 hours before the event, reminding me of the event. And then I have to do another alert 30 minutes before the event because I will forget that I got the 2 hour warning.
Wow. Yeah. And the whole jam packed schedule thing, I think it's worse today than it was when we were kids, but I don't know.
I don't think so. I went back and looked at my childhood calendars.
Pretty packed.
After my parents passed and I was, you know, found my mom's stack of calendars and it was unbelievable.
Okay.
She was running you to some lesson or something. Or...
She always told us that too. I can't wait till my life is something more than carting y'all around all day.
Carting.
Very southern phrase.
The thing that has always amazed me, or not always, but since we had a child, we have one and it feels like chaos and, you know, hard to get through every day, organizing everything. And I do not understand how people have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 kids. That is beyond me. I don't know. One seems like such a handful and takes all of your time and attention. I don't know how families have done it over these thousands and millions of years with multiple offspring.
That was my thought looking back at that calendar from 22 years ago. How did we get through a week with all of that? And it was 5 things a day.
Mm-hmm.
7 days a week.
And you're also working.
Right.
You have to pay attention to your job.
Yeah.
And stuff around the home.
Right.
You know, you're mowing the lawn or whatever you're doing. There's, how do we get through a day?
I don't know. But it is a schedule for human beings.
It's a schedule for human beings.
We do know that.